Hello, my name is Chris Phil, and I'm a co-author on the book Marketing Fundamentals, published by Oxford University Press. This particular podcast is focused around Chapter 9 of the book, which is entitled Managing Marketing Communications. In this chapter, we focus on three main aspects. By far, the most time and space is spent looking at the elements of the marketing communication mix. We then go on to look at ideas associated with the term integrated marketing communications, and we can conclude the chapter with an introduction to a very important aspect of marketing communications, which of course is or concerns the promotion and ethical issues associated with marketing comms. So first let's look at the marketing communication mix, or rather I should say, before we look at these particular areas, there are a couple of concepts which we need to establish at the outset. First are ideas about media and audience fragmentation. Media fragmentation refers to the explosion in the number of media available to communicate with audiences. From 40 years ago, when there were just one commercial television program, to now where we have literally thousands, the result of this fragmentation of the media leads to the second concept, which is audience fragmentation. In other words, audiences are fragmented over this huge new number of media that are available. Now, the implication of this is, of course, the effectiveness of our marketing communications needs to be considered in the light of the size of the audience that any one particular medium attracts. And therefore, we need to use different media, multiple media, in order to reach sustainable, effective measures of achievement with particular audiences. So there's the first concept to be held in mind throughout this particular chapter, ideas of media and audience fragmentation. The second concept refers to the role of the communications mix. And here we're looking at ideas based upon whether we want to use communications to affect change in the audience in the short term, usually referred to as the sales orientation, or we're looking to build our brand in order to achieve growth and success over the longer term. This is called brand value. So we have a brand value effect or a sales effect. And just by achieving short-term effects does not necessarily lead to long-term effects, as research has shown a number of times. So where is the focus of a campaign going to be? What is the role of the mix? Is it to effect short-term goals, or is it to build brands over the longer term? Now, let's turn to the mix itself. The first diagram in the book, first figure, is figure 9.1. And this provides a very helpful visual understanding of the elements that make up the marketing communications mix. These are five tools, four message formats, and six classes of media. Let's go through them one by one. Tools. There are five tools, and in no particular order, these are advertising, sales promotion, public relations, personal selling, and direct marketing. These five principal tools or disciplines of marketing communications can affect audiences in different ways. They can influence audiences in different ways. They have different cost structures, and they work over different periods of time. And the skill is to be able to know which combination of tools are necessary to achieve particular outcomes. When we look at messages, we're looking at four different types of messages. informational messages, where we give rational information, messages which have a very strong emotional overlay, whereby we attempt to influence audience with emotional messages. Just look at the John Lewis ads that come out each Christmas if you want an example of an emotional ad. We have user-generated messages, which have come about as a result primarily of the use of the internet, whereby we can talk to one another, we can talk to brands, we can talk to a range of people, making the communications flow multidimensional, directional, rather than just one way from a brand to an audience. And then the final category is branded content. The original idea being customer publishing, but now we have things such as native advertising and content marketing. So please look at this material in the chapter. The third element of the marketing communications mix concerns the media, and we can identify six broad classes of media. Now, these are very broad. I'll be the first to admit that. However, we can identify broadcast media, principally television and radio, print media, magazines and newspapers, outdoor, or sometimes referred to these days as out of home, posters, billboards, bus shelter advertising, digital, which covers a whole range of media, in-store, that is with in particular retail outlets, and there are various other forms of media, such as guerrilla marketing, which provide a useful way of reaching audiences for some brands. Now, in order to conclude this part of the chapter, we should just draw your attention to the fact that there are some other promotional methods, which I'm sure you're aware of. One of the biggest of these is, of course, sponsorship. And sponsorship is a very important and effective part of the communications mix. There is brand placement. Packaging itself can be a form of communication as well as product protection. There is something called field marketing, exhibitions, viral marketing, and crisis communications are all introduced in this particular chapter. Please familiarise yourself with these aspects of this important topic. The second major part of the chapter is concerned with integrated marketing communications. So, having looked at the elements of the mix, we've tended to look at them as individual elements. At the beginning of the 1990s, thought started to be given to how to bring these elements together so that the sum of the parts are more effective than the elements working individually. And this was referred to as integrated marketing communications, or as IMC. Now, this is a very important concept, and there are some very important issues associated with what integrated marketing communications is, and even if IMC is something that can be referred to authentically. If you look at some of the industry mags, such as Campaign and Marketing Week, they will refer to particular campaigns as integrated campaigns. But it's only justified as being integrated because it combines certain media. The ideas associated with integrated marketing communications are much deeper, such as what is it, apart from the elements of the mix, that should be integrated? So, for example, what about employees, particularly those customer-facing employees with many associated with many brands? Should they be integrated? Should they be considered part of integrated marketing communications? So there are a number of other issues associated with the systems and processes and procedures associated with marketing communications that raises the question, what is integrated communications? Is it feasible? Is it viable? Can we actually identify it? The final part of the book is used to introduce ideas associated with promotion and ethics. And this is really quite an important area. As we have witnessed over the years, brands associating themselves with various issues or concepts in order to achieve notoriety or perhaps fame, or to get higher profile in the market by being associated with perhaps shock advertising, as with Benetton, various forms of use of sex and sexual innuendo with advertising. There are labeling issues, there are issues of ethical issues associated with associating a brand within a political environment. Now, we haven't got enough time or space to go through this important aspect here, but it is important that as you go out and develop your careers, that you, especially if you are involved on the communication side, that you have or are aware of some of the important ethical issues associated with the way you communicate with audiences and what it is that you do associate audiences with through your communications.